So in these points well made over the years, you know, we touch on various subjects. Sometimes we do a series on, you know, a particular theme. We've done the religious alphabet. We do liturgical stuff and stuff that has to do with holidays. And sometimes the points will be, the subject matter will be dictated by current events. And one of the big events that happened this past week was that the elder Paisios of Mount Athos, it was proclaimed by the Patriarchate to include and add him to the list of Orthodox Christian saints. So now we have the books that you've read about Elder Paisios of Mount Athos, now it's actually Saint Paisios. And I thought I'd speak just a little bit about this man. He was born in the year 1924. We have people in our community who are older than that. And my father was born in 1924, and he's still alive, okay? So Elder Paisios was born in 1924 in Cappadocia, but very shortly thereafter, his family moved to Greece because there was the transfer of population. So he grew up in Greece, and then he served in the Greek military during the unfortunate Greek Civil War, and he was done with his service in 1950 at the age of 26. He went to Mount Athos, and he wanted to become a monk, and he was a novice for 4 years, and then, you know, was obedient to various elders and was in various monasteries. And during the course of that time, after he had been a monk for a while, he asked if he could leave Mount Athos and go back to his village to help the church there to stand up against some Protestant missionaries that were trying to convert people from Orthodoxy to, you know, other religions. And then he went back to Mount Athos, and he had quite an illustrious, we would say, career as a monk. I mean, he did quite a few things, but most of the time he lived as an ascetic. However, he did help to reestablish the brotherhood at one of the monasteries, the Stavro Nikita Monastery. And finally, he settled in a sort of skeet and was living by himself. And I actually had the blessing of meeting him 3 times while I was living on Mount Athos. And I actually asked him about coming to the United States, and he gave me, you know, the advice on that. And here we are. So towards the end of his life, he left Mount Athos and was ill. And somewhere in the 60s, I think he had part of his lung removed. Now, you can read this in his biography. So he was very rather sick, like Elder Porphyrios. Saint Porphyrios was very sick, you know. So these men, but he was the real thing. I mean, then he went to the women's monastery in Souroti, which is outside of Thessaloniki, and was taken care of by the nuns, for whom he was their spiritual guide. And that's where he died, and that's where he's buried. So we can all, men and women, go and visit his tomb, because he's not buried on Mount Athos, you know, like other Athenite saints. And he died in 1994, at the age of almost 70, on July 12th. So his feast day from now on will be celebrated on July 12th. There were probably already a service and hymns written in Greek, and there are icons available, and the books now need to be amended and corrected. Instead of just Elder Paisios, to say Saint and Elder. He did leave some writings in the form of, I think, letters to monks and nuns and spiritual counsel, and there are several books that were written about him by people who knew him well and who experienced his life, and I encourage you to check in our bookstore and, you know, online and find those books and become acquainted with this new, the most recent saint of our church, to whom now we have the permission of the church to pray for help and guidance in our lives. Let's stand and pray now.